Hi, Mort. This is Lisa.
Another Lisa. Okay.
Another Lisa. Yeah. Not exactly sure how to pose my question. It's sort of similar to the previous Lisa's. My husband and I have been separated for 8.5 months now. I've been doing the talk charges and the touch charges and improvising on the dating as best as I can. When I give him gifts, he's gotten to the point now where he's getting so angry that he's telling me not to do anything anymore. And he's telling me that he's in love with, or he thinks he loves his mistress.
Let me just interrupt you for 1 second. You realize that if the gifts weren't reaching his heart, that he wouldn't be getting angry. You see, this is, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but she's just, Lisa's giving her own example. Sometimes I think, you know, your example can be better than mine because they're so real. You see, Lisa's giving a very compelling example of how your spouse's responses are very often a counter indicator to how you're doing. If Lisa was giving her husband gifts and they elicited absolutely no response or reaction, so then it could be because, not necessarily, but it could very well be because they're just falling flat. And if they are eliciting the kind of reaction that Lisa is describing, it could only be because he's feeling her tug at his heart and on his conscience. It could only be because he's feeling those efforts that she's making to give him gifts. They're creating interaction. They're creating connection. They're creating feeling and a sense of closeness and intimacy and involvement. Why else would he react that way?
I don't know. It just feels like he's trying to pull away harder to... I mean, he even said that maybe we should just get a divorce, that he should move on. But I told him I just couldn't do that because I was listening to, you know, you said give it the year, and I'm really... I mean, I've been at this a while. I've been making a lot of changes. I've made a ton of changes, physically and emotionally. And
okay, so Lisa, what's your question? I know you said it was hard to formulate, but I'm going to have to ask you to do so.
Okay. I guess since he's pulling away and trying to, I guess he's trying to pull away to establish more of this relationship with her, but I'm doing the Lone Ranger track and obviously trying to recreate or get back the love in our marriage. I guess my question is, how do I continue pushing for? I mean, I just heard you say it could take 6 months, so I don't know. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm up against this other woman, and I'm wondering how hard do I keep fighting in this marriage fitness program.
Look, I think I know that you're I know that you're feeling overwhelmed and confused and sad. But I think you have to admit, I want to be careful not to spend too much time on this, because I think you have to admit that I've already answered that question a number of times. I don't say that because I'm upset. Don't misunderstand. I'm just trying to impress upon you, Lisa, that if you want to reconcile your marriage, if that's your goal, if that's your objective, then you have to take a tremendous amount of initiative to reach out and to continue to try to create closeness and connection with him. You can't just get out of the way. I mean, look, maybe it's easiest to understand this approach if you consider the alternative, right? What's the alternative? Lisa's just going to get out of the way? I mean, what really? Does it take a psychologist to figure out what's going to happen here if Lisa just gets out of the way? Well, he's going to have all the space in the world to foster this relationship with this other woman. The other woman is going to feel that his wife has also exited the marriage and abandoned the relationship, so she's going to feel license now to step in and actually have a relationship with this man, and she won't even feel like, you have to realize, most people in the mistress's situation, they've redefined the word marriage and adultery, right? I mean, if people have emotionally left each other and given up on the relationship, very often they're not concerned about the legal status of a marriage. You know, I hear people say all the time, you know, it's not an affair, we're separated. Really? Did you publish your own dictionary also? So, you know, just consider the alternative. Lisa's just going to get out of the way. It's going to open the floodgates for this other relationship. And it'll also just create further more distance and more detachment from her and her husband. Not to mention the fact that he has set a certain trajectory for the relationship. And, you know, it's like Newton's law of physics. Once something's set in motion, unless something else interferes with it, unless there's some initiative that's taken to redirect that momentum, then it's going to just continue, the relationship that is going to continue in the, you know, in the trajectory that her husband has established. And so unless you take some sort of countermeasures to try to redirect the trajectory, then you're doomed. You know, I mean, again, I think it's helpful sometimes to look at the alternative. You're all in this program because your marriage is headed in a certain direction. If you just get out of the way and do nothing and give him space and leave him alone and hope that he misses you, it's crazy. I'm telling you from experience that the relationship, the marriage is just going to continue in the direction that it has been going. I mean, do you realize how many years that, you know, have there are behind the trajectory in which you are now going? Do you understand? Like, whether you've been married 10, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is, there's been years of buildup in the marriage that has created this movement, this trajectory, this direction, which is not good. That's a lot of momentum. That's why these situations are so difficult. That's a lot of momentum. That's why very often the obstinate spouse, some of what they're thinking and feeling is, too much has happened, too much water under the bridge, there's no going back, I'm done, all of this stuff. That's one of the reasons why they're feeling that. Now, it's not true. There's always hope. As long as at least one person is willing to try, that momentum can be shifted. Those feelings can come back. But it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of initiative. And don't let anybody, including your spouse, your therapist, your brother-in-law, convince you that the way to do it is the way you did it in junior high school. It's just to, you know, sort of get out of the way, leave them alone, and sort of let the chips fall where they may. If you let the chips fall where they may, you're not going to like where they fall. It's not going to come out the way you want it to come out. Also, I think we've talked about before in the program, in terms of the affair, you know, as long as there's infidelity in a marriage, that's cause for hope. I know that sounds counterintuitive. Why? Just briefly, because I think we've talked about it before, but because much the way your husband is seeing you in the situation is being clouded by the affair. I mean, an affair is like a fantasy. It's like being on drugs. And it very much influences the way you see the situation. But the affair will end. They always do. The relationship's built on deceit and immorality. Things that are planted in dirty soil don't grow well. So when the affair does end, the glasses of that affair will come off. What do I mean by the glasses? Meaning when you're in an affair, it's like wearing glasses. Everything you look at, your children, your wife, your husband, your marriage, your future, everything looks a certain way because you're on this drug. You're wearing these glasses. You're in this relationship that's clouding your judgment. But when the affair is over, and again, it always ends, then those glasses come off. You come off of that drug, and you see your spouse, your kids, your marriage, your family, your future in a totally different way. So, Lisa, especially if your husband is having an affair, you want to be careful to make sure you really hang in there and give your marriage the opportunity that it will likely have when that affair ends.